Charles Jordan. Time now is coming up to 2 o'clock a.m. on this Friday, August 9th, 1974. Stand by now for the CBS Radio News at 2.
Nelson Rockefeller has a news conference later today. I'm Pat Parson, now CBS, covering the world at 2. CBS News, 10 hours from now, Gerald R. Ford becomes the 38th President of the United States. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Richard Nixon is still officially president, but Friday morning he'll officially give a letter of resignation to Secretary of State Kissinger. Mr. Nixon, his family, and close aides will be on a plane heading for San Clemente, California, when Vice President Ford is sworn in at the White House at noon Washington time. The president announced his resignation Thursday night before what is thought to have been the largest broadcast audience in American history. The threat of impeachment and conviction in the aftermath of Watergate forced him to leave office. Mr. Nixon said he did so because it was necessary for the national interest. The president ended the historic speech with these words.
To have served in this office is to have felt a very personal sense of kinship with each and every American. In leaving it, I do so with this prayer. May God's grace be with you in all the days ahead.
More on the story in a moment. Looking toward the presidency of Gerald Ford, the new chief executive has already announced one thing won't change. He says Henry Kissinger will stay on as Secretary of State. About his ability to work with Congress, Ford says this.
I don't think I have a single enemy in the Congress. And the net result is that I think tomorrow I can start out working with Democrats and with Republicans in the House as well as in the Senate to work on the problems, serious ones, which we have at home.
The resignation of President Nixon might never have occurred if it had not been for Frank Wills. He was the security guard on duty at the Watergate complex on June 17, 1972, when he discovered a burglary in progress at the offices of the Democratic National Committee and called the police. Wills had a comment on the big story of the evening. He said, "No one, whatever his station in life, is above the law."
The proceeding was recorded from the CBS Radio Network at 2 a.m. on this Friday, August 9th, 1974.